Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome all of you to this celebration. We began this Mass invoking the name of God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. Let us turn our thoughts to God. Before we listen to the Word of God,
before we approach the table to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, as a family, we ask God to look upon us with patience. For so often we hurt our God when we fail to see Jesus in our brothers, in our sisters. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. The word of the Lord.
It is the Lord who forgives all your sins, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with mercy and compassion. Compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and rich in mercy. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repays us according to our faults. Father has compassion on his children. The Lord's compassion is on those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and
merciful. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you, Paul, or Apollo, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you.
What a night it was last night. I couldn't sleep at all. I kept tossing and turning all night long. And I was wondering why. Well, first were the readings. The readings today, and I had been reading the readings all week long, preparing for this homily, for this day. And it was a difficult reading. You know, the readings today are very demanding. Be holy. Be holy, Jose. And God says, yes, I am holy. Those are shocking words and demanding words. In the gospel, love your enemy. If someone slaps you and one cheek, turn your cheek around and get slapped on the other side. Those are demanding words. And I kept thinking of those words all night long. And I would toss and turn. I kept thinking of those words. Be holy. As I am holy, he says. Hold no grudge, no revenge on anyone. If that happens, he says, quickly, right away, take that hatred that is hidden in your heart and take it out completely. Don't let it brood. And the second reason why I kept tossing and tossing was because around 7 o'clock at night, I was in my room and I heard this little knock. And it was Father Juan. And I opened up the door and Father Juan says, Jose, there's some spring rolls downstairs that the sisters have made. Oh boy. And I said, I love spring rolls. You know, they're wonderful. They're very healthy for you. So I said, I'll be there in a minute. So I could close the door and I continue to prepare for the readings today. And I was going over just reading the gospel, reading the readings over and over again, and letting God kind of tell me, Jose, this is what I want you to talk about. And then I kept thinking of those egg rolls. So I opened up the door and I went tiptoed down to the, and there were three beautiful egg rolls right there. And a special sauce. I found out that the sauce, it has to do with peanuts, peanut sauce. Wonderful. So I ate one and it's so good. I took the second one and I gobbled it down. And there was the third one. I said, I think I better just eat two. Put the third one away. Well, I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, those egg rolls were turning in my stomach, and then the demanding readings today. To love your enemies, to be holy. And I kept wondering, how can I be holy? How can I love my enemy? How can I forgive them? How can I get rid of grudges? And I'm sure the disciples struggle with this also. When the Lord Jesus invited them, come, and I will make you fishers of men. They struggle with this. How can we be like him? How can we be like Jesus? And there is an answer. Oh, there is an answer. And this is for all of us, for me and you. We go to him. It's always him. We forget about that and we think about ourselves. It's always him. It's Jesus. It's the cross. You know, one of Mother Teresa tells a story of one day she was sending off her the sisters to go on a mission to take care of the sick, and she noticed that one of the nuns had a long face. There was something bothering her. And she said, "Sister, remember the message of Jesus. Do we follow him or do we go ahead of him?" She says, "We follow him." "Well, you're trying to go ahead of him. Follow Jesus." That message is for us. If we want to be holy, if you want to forgive, if you want not to hold grudges, follow the Lord. Don't go in front of him, but follow before him. Let him lead you. Let him teach you. Let him be your strength. That's what the disciples learned. There was a beautiful message on one of the weekly readings when he went to Mount Tabor. And he took three of his disciples with him. And I'm sure that along the road going up Mount Tabor, Jesus was talking to them. Oh, he was teaching them. And they were listening. That's what prayer is. Listen to the Lord. Not just talk so much to him, but listen. And there at Mount Tabor, what happened? They heard the voice of the Father. "Listen to my son. Listen to him. He will teach you. He will direct you in ways that are holy." It is Jesus. It is the Lord and no one else. No one else. Not you, not me, but God. And something happened. Not only Jesus was transfigured, but these men changed. And he changes us too. When we find the time for prayer, that's what prayer is. It's when he changes us. When we find time to listen to him as he speaks to us. Just like he spoke to his apostles. And they were fishers of men and tax collectors and a doctor, but they became different. They were able to forgive. They were able to heal. They became saints, holy. Because they followed him. And I point to the cross. I point to the cross because these readings are preparing us for this beautiful season that is approaching. It's just a week and a half from now. It's going to be Lent. I love Lent. 40 days. I feel like every day of the year should be Lent. It's looking at ourselves in relationship to this God, Jesus, and just following him. If we just follow the Lord, take his hand and just go right behind him. Don't go in front of you, because you'll fall, because you'll trip, because you'll be blind. Go behind him and you will be holy. You will forgive. You will love. And now to end the story of the spring rolls. I could hardly sleep. I could feel those spring rolls moving. And after the first Mass, I went home and I saw Father Han. And I said, "Father Han, how was your night?" He said, "Oh, it was good. Bukhale." He said, "How many spring rolls did you have?" He said, "I had 3. He said, "I was hungry at midnight." "At midnight you were hungry already? I only ate 2 and I was full." I came to the conclusion that our stomachs are different. Asian stomachs are different than Mexican stomachs. Yeah, they can digest white rice or sticky rice, and Mexicans can digest greasy rice, I think. We have to have humor in life. But my brothers and sisters, let us be holy. Let us follow the Lord. He will teach us in all His ways. Just speak to Him and listen to Him.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. And for us when He crossed salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our Savior was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord our God is merciful and gracious and will always hear the prayers that we offer up on behalf of the world around us.
That the Church might be a model of forgiveness and reconciliation for the world to follow, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For world leaders and diplomats, as they strive to work together toward easing international tensions and creating a lasting peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all who have been abused or oppressed, that they may know justice and relief and yet be able to live mercifully toward others, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the people of our parish, prayerfully consider the many gifts God has given each of us, and to help each of us give back in abundance to Him in gratitude, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who serve in the military, that they be surrounded with the grace and protection of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
or the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Olivia A. Rivera, Jose Salinas, Peter Gonzalez, Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, Joe Cueva, and for the intentions of Olga Castillo, who celebrates her birthday. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
God of love, you challenge us to the hard work of love and forgiveness in all our relationships. Give us the grace to imitate your Son Jesus in all that we do. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. May my brothers and sisters and my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. And let us pray as we celebrate your mysteries, O Lord, with the observance that as you do, we humbly ask you that what we offer to the honor of your majesty may profit us for salvation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us Jesus the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with the angels and saints, we also give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, at interwill into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be put out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church. Spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. As one family, one voice, one faith, we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." And the peace of the Lord be with all of you. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.